This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sharp Money, VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. And as we say hi and open up a new week here on the program, Dustin Sweetelson and Amal Shaw broadcasting today from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, as Monday Night Football has invaded Las Vegas. Nary a Raider fan to find across Clark County. And as I say hi to you, Bill A.D., one of our fearless leaders, is preparing his descent from his ivory tower to deliver a $1,000 gold brick to the grubby hands of Shaw, Sweetelson, and Maher. And well-deserved, I will say, as we sold a million subscriptions and got a $1,000 futures bet on the Super Bowl. Amal wants to bet it on even money 49ers. Dustin Sweetelson wants to bet it on Alabama football. And I am the voice of reason. We say hi. And by the way, Dallas Cowboy fans, that's what you get when you hire a mid-basic, just whatever human being to be your head coach. You go against dynamic football teams and you look like trash. Shout to Goulet, shout to Femi, and shout to Dave Ross. Boys, you can tell I'm fired up to be here with the two of you. What's going on, Amal Shaw?
I'm doing great, and I'll tell you one thing. I'm mad at John Goulet. I know he's already suffering from that embarrassment that the Dallas Cowboys put on national TV last night, but I told him, I said, let us bet the 49ers on Friday. This number's going to come down. I didn't realize it was going to drop down like it was October 1987 in the stock market here. I mean, this thing's gone from plus 5.5 now down to 3.5 to 1. The Niners would have been a great bet on Friday, but now we're kind of stuck with just a team at 3.5 to 1.
We are stuck. We will have the discussion and find out what to do. We go to the crabby one, broadcasting live from Appleton, Wisconsin. His name is Dustin Sweetelson. It is just this is the way it goes with life. Dustin is starting to garner some acclaim. He is now nudged me and Amal out of the way and somehow become a host on the show. It was never in the cards. However, here he is sitting at the table, bitching nonstop. He's at the top of the list when you go to VSiN.com/picks. He hasn't missed a pick in about 4 weeks, but with every single day, he grows increasingly more crabby. Hi, Dustin. Welcome to the show.
13-6 weekend for your boy over here. So it was pretty good, but
congratulations, Amal. Oh, you, Dustin. Oh, okay. I thought for a second you might be highlighting somebody else on the show that you produce.
No. I got to keep my mental edge, though. You can't enjoy these things. You can't enjoy the victories. It, the second you enjoy the victories is the second you reveal weakness, and that's how you lose.
By the way, who's your life coach? You might want to fire them.
Before the show.
I know, because I'm sitting
Dustin,
next to you.
I've known
that's the best part of your month. Forget the week or day.
Before the show, Dustin and I've known him for a long time, and I know him well. And I said, you know what's funny? You're super crabby over the last 3 weeks, and I can directly tie that to his success at work. And Dustin said, that's exactly how it goes. The other shoe's going to drop eventually. And then somehow he got cocky again and said he had a better jawline than Tom Brady.
Facts. No, 100%. I'm basically every day living my life as a 6th-round pick out of Valdosta State. No one believed in us. No one knew where we were on the map. But I knew that I would matter one day. And right now I matter at VSiN.com/picks. Number two weeks in a row.
Listen, Dustin had a great week. Let me just ruin his weekend. How about we celebrate the man that is Mario Cristobal, the genius, the great clock manager. How the hell he still has a job on this Monday morning or this Monday afternoon in South Florida is mind-boggling. Patrick, I was talking about last week, 6.5 to 1 on the Hurricanes. I had no idea he bet Florida State to win the ACC.
He is, oftentimes it's the good old boy network, and Mario Cristobal is part of that network. He's a good recruiter, but he's a donk. If you've just ever heard Mario Cristobal talk, you know you're not hiring a Mensa leader. He's the type of person that shows up, and it's Mike McCarthy, Mario Cristobal pointing at one another like a Spider-Man meme. And by the way, Jerry Jones discussed going into San Francisco last week, San Jose, that last night was going to be a measuring stick. Well, the 49ers took the stick and beat the Cowboys owners, their fans, their players, their coaches, their pets, and their souls out of their spirits. Are you kidding me? A 42-10 beatdown. The doubting of Brock Purdy that starts with me. I guess it has to end, as that was a masterclass against a supposed top five defense. That defense stinks. The star stinks. Landry stinks. Aikman stinks. He's always been overrated. Emmett Smith was never as good as Thurman Thomas or Barry Sanders. You can take the star and you could shove it with a bag of popcorn like your boy Terrell Davis. Wait, who was that? Not Terrell Davis.
Terrell Owens.
Okay, I'm being dramatic today, but it's funny to me, Amal Shaw. Let's get into this. Mike McCarthy, he beats bad teams. He punches down, but he can't hang, like I said, off the top with dynamic teams. That's been his MO throughout his coaching career. No match for Shanahan. It's funny that he came into this matchup in 2023. His quote was, "We're going to run the damn ball." Yeah, keep running the football against an offense that's run by Shanahan that just schemes everybody open. And by the way, he did run the ball 19 times for 57 yards. Go back to Pittsburgh, you freaking weirdo. His quarterback, who he's coaching down, not up, threw three picks. And you think this Cowboy team is going to go on the road in January and beat the 49ers of the Eagles? No, thank you.
Guys, they have three wins against three teams that are combined right now, 4-11. Let's be realistic here. They're beating teams that a lot of opponents would have beaten so far. The Patriots, the Jets, and the Giants. I know we'll get into the Patriots a little bit later on, and Bill Belichick and company getting outscored 72-3 over the last 2 weeks. But Patrick, you're right. I mean, is this team as good as maybe we initially thought? I'm guilty of it. Friday, I said, hey, this is the team that you consider in the top four of the tier in the NFC. Holy cow. There's a lot of teams right now that look like they could beat the Dallas Cowboys. And I get it was the 49ers and the Niners have played well, but that was the largest output the Niners had all season long. Tremendous defensive performance. And I'll tell you the one thing that I took away from last night's game, and this is not just an indictment of Dak Prescott. If you're a National Football League general manager, and if your quarterback is not a top 10 guy, or he's a potential Hall of Fame level player, or someone that just is dynamic and be an MVP conversation, elite level money, it is handicapping your football team. Dak Prescott needs a wheelbarrow of talent around him to be able to win. This stiff throws three picks in a game last night where he had an opportunity to stand up and deliver, and he showed us why he played at that bastion of great football called Mississippi State. This guy sucks. He will never lead the Cowboys anywhere, and please continue to have him as your quarterback, and we'll be reaching 30 years before this team has gone anywhere. And by the way, Dallas hasn't been to an NFC Championship game since 1995.
The 49ers are a wagon right now, and it's just like they drew it up. Trey Lance leading the last pick of the draft, who basically cost him $25 against the cap. A confluence of just perfection adds up to Brock Purdy with his parents over here sitting in a hot tub. Who cares what they're selling in Costa Mesa? Are you kidding me with these broadcasts? I don't care about the privilege he came from. I just can't believe that this dude, everybody passed on him. It's just like sports betting. Lynch goes to the draft and it's a 50-50 proposition. You trade up for a guy that didn't throw a pass in college in D2, and then you wait around, you sit, you go Mr. Irrelevant, and all of a sudden he looks like a JV version of Tom Brady. It's unbelievable.
And the debate's over, guys, right? There's no more poking holes through what Brock Purdy is. You can give credit to the Shanahan system all you want. This guy's executing it better than anyone else ever has.
Well, I got to tell you, I was on board with Purdy since last year. I think his mobility, his ability to dodge and sidestep guys within the rush. Look, he's got great talent around him, but give him tons of credit for executing what it's needed. Last night, 17 for 24. It's just his ability to make the prudent play, the right throw. Even on the play, Juwan Jennings has one catch last night. A tremendous number three receiver on that team. Makes the right play. Guys are open. I mean, think about this. Kittle, three catches, three touchdown casters. Ayuk, he's an absolute dude as the number two receiver on that team. If Debo's your number one, they've got so much talent. Their cup is overflowing with the amount of talent they have on both sides of the ball.
I think you just brought up the key point. If I were to force you to pick a side, I think the defense might be better than the offense.
Yes.
And that's insane to say out loud with all their weapons. But those linebackers and Bosa, I mean, they're just freaking ridiculous. Fred Warner is a Hall of Famer.
I'm curious if he's going to be in the mix for Defensive Player of the Year here, because you can debate whether it's him or Bosa who's the best player on this defense. I think Fred Warner's got a shot here.
I would agree with you. The problem with the linebacker position, you've got to get 120.
Gaudy numbers.
Yeah, you got to get gaudy numbers on the tacks, on the sacks. Excuse me, not sacks, on tackles. And then, of course, you got to have a couple of INTs. But you mentioned it, Warner. He's covering running backs down the field. He's making plays everywhere. How about him not going for the pump fake by Dak Prescott? And then I'll tell you what, Patrick, this is a minor play in the grand scheme of the game. But this, to me, summarizes the San Francisco 49ers. Remember the overthrow, the errant throw by Dak Prescott and Gibson picks it off? That's what makes this team great. It's a minor play, and then he's jogging up the sideline. Everyone looked like they'd stopped, like the play was dead, like a whistle had blown. But making that play where so many times you'd have 7 out of 10 safeties drop that football on an easy interception, that's what this team does extremely well. They make the simple play simply well, and then they make the hard play look a lot easier than it is.
I agree with everything we're saying, and Brock Purdy, he's legit. I'm not going to pretend like he's not, and good job by you, Amal, getting out in front of it. But if we were to flip it, a lot of this comes down to coaching. Yeah. If Purdy is being coached right now in Dallas by Mike McCarthy, it's not great. And if Dak right now is in that system with Shanahan, it's awesome. Let's just be fair. Like, if Brock Purdy jumps to the Washington Commanders right now, he ain't any good.
No.
Like, or he's basic.
I got to be honest with you. We got about a minute in this segment. What Patrick just brought up is probably the most important thing in football. And I know we talk about it. I don't think we talk about it enough in terms of coaching. This weekend, I saw so many coaching miscues and other things, whether at the collegiate level or the professional level, that sit there and point to the fact that if you've got the right coaching, you can win football games and you can be successful. If you've got ineptitude lead in leadership, your team is not going to be as good as it should be. I think that's an excellent point and can't be overstated.
And it's another reason why you should never hire a defensive head coach, because as long as you have an offensive head coach with their system in place and getting the pieces in there to fit that system, that's how we get a guy like Brock Purdy.
Ever since our fearless leader Bill AD moved from Circa to his just absolutely gold-plated mansion, he's like Howard Hughes. He hasn't left, but today he comes and joins us on set and delivers $1,000. We're coming back with Monday Night Football.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Hey, you ready for hockey? Regular season tomorrow. The puck drops on the NHL season tomorrow, and our hockey betting experts are ready for all the action. Just a tremendous 2023 NHL betting guide. Kudos to everybody, including Johnny Lazarus, new to the team as far as hockey. Again, previews for all 32 teams, future bets, award picks, and season-long props. First period betting strategies. It's worth it. $19 just to get that. Steve Mackinnon's power rankings, plus best bets, articles 5 days a week once the season starts. So we've got you covered now with the guide. We'll do the work for you. And then once the season starts, again, it's a must-have. A key insights and data. So if you're a novice or experienced as far as hockey betting, this is exactly what you need. It's vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. I joked at the top as we welcome you back. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Patrick Maher. This is Sharp Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Amal Shaw, Dustin Sweetelson. I joked that they're broadcasting from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. The reason I bring that up, because, of course, the boys emanating from the D, downtown Las Vegas there, Fremont Street, a beautiful setup there at Bar Canada. Great job, Liz. As you take a look, there's the big guy on the left. If you're watching on television, there, YouTube TV across the board. Amal Shaw, dapper, Mad Men style on the right. We joked about it because, first off, Amal and I think Dustin's in as well, we think the wrong team is favored tonight. Las Vegas is laying 2.5. Are you kidding me right now? Green Bay, Las Vegas, Monday Night Football. We'll get into the breakdown of the game. But the reason we said Oshkosh, Wisconsin, like, literally, tell me, boys, the D is all Green Bay Packer fans.
Well, the Packers, they travel extremely well. When you think of teams that have fan bases throughout the country, a handful of them come to mind. Green Bay is probably near the top of that list, along with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Dallas Cowboys. And you see it here everywhere. And then Wisconsin has traditionally played against UNLV, whether it be in football or basketball. A ton of people from the state of Wisconsin make the trek out here. And, Patrick, this game is going to be a tough ticket. I can tell you right now, I would put the crowd tonight probably 65-35, maybe 70-30 in favor of the Packers tonight at Allegiant Stadium.
I'm not sure the Raiders, I could count on half a hand how many teams they should be favored against this year as we sit here on October 9th. And that's not a home game. Okay, it's just not, as Amal just outlined. The Packers, this is an overreaction to a bad performance in primetime against the Lions. 2.5, the Raiders laying it to anybody right now, that's a joke.
And extra rest, too, for Green Bay.
Yeah.
Extra time to get right, to get things situated, to figure out what went wrong against Detroit, which, by the way, there's no shame in getting carved up by Detroit. Plenty of teams are letting it happen to them this year. That offense is a machine, and unfortunately for you, we don't know what it'll look like next year when Ben Johnson's the head coach of another organization. But
yeah, that's an issue.
But I agree with you guys. It's a total overreaction. They got blown out on Thursday Night Football, and that's why this line is where it's at. I am very inclined to take that 2.5.
I, you know, here's the thing. Yesterday, I ended up, Patrick, taking Houston money line. I'm sorry, with the points at 2.5 because I thought the money line wasn't high enough at +115.
Cover.
I got lucky. But I'm going to tell you, normally I'm a big money line guy on anything at 2.5 or under. But I think the money line should be higher at +120. And it's reflected in this money line price right now. The Raiders are -2.5, -135. Guys, yesterday the Bengals were -3 at Arizona. The money line was -170. I think that tells you a lot about where the odds makers see this game. I would take the Packers and plus the 2.5 because I thought the money line price should have been 125 or 130 here. A little bit too low. Patrick, you said it best at the start of this segment. How the hell is this team a favorite in this particular spot? I just don't see it. Green Bay is 2-2. Yes, they lost that 1-point loss to the Atlanta Falcons. They beat the Saints by a point. They could easily be 1-3. But then you could argue they should have beaten the Falcons. They dominate the Bears. They get dominated by Detroit. I think the Lions are going to dominate a lot of teams. Ask Bryce Young yesterday how tough it was playing against the Lions. So when I look at this matchup, and again, no home field advantage for the Raiders here, I just don't get it. I think it's an easy play on the Packers. Guys, I'm going to throw one quick play out there. Just want to get your thoughts. What about a teaser? And I'm not a big fan of usually teasing totals, but we know the Raiders don't play defense. It's 45.5. What happens if we bring this thing down to 39.5 on the total, go over, and then take the Packers an 8.5?
Yeah, if I'm teasing it, I'm going 100%. I'm going up, and I'm going down with the total. No doubt. No doubt, big guy.
I was thinking about a teaser
good distinction
where...
Good distinction with the money line and side, by the way. Go ahead.
Duff. I was thinking, why not do a teaser that ends on Thursday? You tease the Packers up to 6.5, and let's tease the Chiefs down to 4.5. I know it's not a key number, but it's a much lower number to cover against Denver. There's no way they don't beat Denver by 4.5 at home.
I don't disagree with you. Just my personal preference on a teaser, if I'm making a teaser play, I want it to be less than a field goal. So in essence, I'm winning the game. Or generally speaking, if I'm teasing down, I really want it to almost come to almost one or zero in that scenario. I generally like to take these double-digit numbers up. But the reason why I say is, we got so many Packer people in here. I don't know if they're catching It's a home game. I don't know if they're catching the red eye tonight on the first flight out in the morning. They don't want to have to mail their ticket back in, but I just think both teams can be able to score. I'm telling you right now, Mike Somich is going to be celebrating tonight. I think this could be Jordan Love's breakout party.
Somich is going to be annoying with his text messages. And a good distinction from Amal again, remember, if you're teasing, you want to go through those key numbers. You're going to go up through 3 and up through 7. Okay, we've got like, love, loathe coming up in a little bit here on the program. My like, I promise you, is not trolling the two of you, but I think it will shock you who I like this week, which we'll get to. Wipe that dumb smirk off your perfectly chin face, Dustin Sweetelson.
This guy,
I don't want to see it. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's like Full Metal Jacket over here with him.
He says he's not trolling me. He's absolutely going at me ham when he gives his like out.
Your favorite food was bread. You're a professional troll. Okay, get out of my face with your top tens. Now we got to, now here's
I love
the
me
thing.
Some bread.
We'll get like, love, loathe coming up. Now, I did talk about this, and it was a great idea, a brainchild of Bill AD. We had a contest between the shows, okay? And we sold a ton of subs. Now, here's the thing. Oftentimes, when you hear the host here on VSiN do reads, it's almost like you feel like we're shilling for the company. The amount of people I've heard back from that just recently signed up and became a VSiN pro, remember, you get the guides, the NBA guide just dropped with JVT, NHL guide, you get the picks, you get the tools, the betting splits, you get everything we offer. The amount of positive feedback from people that signed up because of the contest has been overwhelming. So there's actually feedback, and there's awesome rewards for you when you become a pro. I'm just going to get that out of the way. We did not win the subscription contest, but we won with the frozen envelope. We won the random drawing. So Bill AD, who put $1,000 of his own money up, is going to deliver, coming up in a little over 3 minutes, our $1,000 to play a future for the Super Bowl there at Circa Sports. Now, Amal, you said it. The 49ers at 5.5-1 on Friday. That number, it gone. It's now 3.5-1 or 4-1. We dug through, and I think we came up with a number that I don't know if Circa Sports just hasn't corrected it, but let's get into this, boys. Let's save the number we're leaning towards, and let's start an open discussion about what we should do here, okay? $1,000 free roll, Super Bowl. Let's get it going.
Well, we had about 11 teams. Let's go ahead and eliminate one of those teams right now. That's the Dallas Cowboys. We just can't
gone.
Take it.
Gone.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wrote down all the numbers at Circa, so we have them.
Yeah.
I didn't even write the Cowboys down after last night.
Oh, that's fair.
with that donk coaching that team, they're done.
Absolutely done. So let's move on.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 9 teams I wrote down.
You want to read them to us?
And our strategy, Amal, yeah. Conference-wise, is what here?
Well, the NFC's got the easier path. And guys, it's a 3-horse race in the NFC. San Francisco, which is no surprise, 5-0. By the way, I want to give a quick stat out. There have been 6 teams in the National Football League that have started the season with at least 30 points in their first 5 games. 4 of those teams have made the Super Bowl. The 2000 Rams did not. The 2007-11 Patriots did. The 2013 Broncos did. And the Rams made it to the Super Bowl in 2018. However, those 4 teams that made it to the Super Bowl, none of them won it. So just a little quick stat out there for you.
Okay. As you mentioned, the NFC, that is a quicker, more, I guess, direct route to getting to a place where we could potentially hedge, big guy.
So I agree with that, but I would also point out in the AFC, the Chiefs aren't who they've been in the past. The Bills are obviously susceptible. The Ravens proved yesterday they can't be trusted. And there's plenty of other opportunities for some other teams to come through the AFC.
Nobody's good.
We haven't seen before.
Yeah. We saw the wagon that is the 49ers last night. Okay.
And so let's put them over here. They're plus 385.
But it's just in what we're talking about. We've got to pay. Liz wants 70%, our director. Reggie, 23%. And now Sean's in the mix. He hasn't been around since, like, he's taking more time than I have. He wants 13%. So we're cutting, because we're good people.
We got to cut it like seven
we're
or eight ways.
This pie.
Yeah, we got to cut it seven or eight ways. So we got to have something juicy. Also, it needs to be a ticket that makes you feel something when you place it. It can't just be a layup.
I need to feel something down here.
Yes.
Down. I need the tingle.
Yes. I was gonna beat around the bush, literally, and point out some other body parts where it doesn't tingle, but that's the one that matters.
I need to feel something.
I just know that Goulet really ruined my night when I was watching that game and I was thinking we could have the Niners at 5.5-1. I was like, you know what? It's pretty good. Hey, by the way, real quick, I want to throw this out there before we go to commercial. The Eagles host the Niners. They win that game. We might change our perspective on the NFC having to go through the link. Because when you go to Philadelphia, not only have to play the Eagles, you got to play batteries in the fans.
We haven't given the team away. There is a number that's sitting over at Circa Sports right now that is absolutely outrageous.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Bill AD is coming up with the cash, a.k.a. Cary Grant from North by Northwest. Look it up, kids. The suit is a direct match. You want to win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season? Hall of Fame Bets is here to help you out. The sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. This is a great deal. Research every NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and soccer bet. Stop betting in the dark. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app right now or visit hofbets.com. Now, when you do, use the code WINNER and you get 50% off the first month today. Start researching. Start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Mal Shaw, Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. Hope you had a nice weekend. This is Sharp Money. It is VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. And VSIN, the Sports Betting Network, was just a mere thought years ago of one Mr. Brian Musburger and Bill AD. And they are responsible for all of us. And, of course, Mal Shaw being rich, Dustin Sweetelson owning his own house, and of course across the board here at VSIN, we owe everything to the man that's sitting in with us right now, one Bill AD. And he was the brainchild of our little competition across the shows and across platform. Let's say hi to Bill. And first off, you've got the $1,000, right? It's your check isn't going to bounce?
No checks. You know, I've learned a lot from Derek Stevens, owner of Circa. And one of them is always carry a lot of money on you. You never know when you're going to need it. And I saw this in action, finally, a couple of New Year's Eves ago. And Vanilla Ice did not show up for New Year's Eve. He was stuck on a plane. And so the guy who was opening for him was Bobby Brown. And Bobby Brown wanted to get paid right there and then to play another hour. And fortunately, Derek had the money on him to satisfy Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown played My Prerogative for the next hour until the till the clock struck midnight. And that was, you know, that's the kind of thing you'll pick up from a big-time casino owner like Derek Stevens, is lessons learned.
By the way, was the negotiating...
Play the pretty, hits.
Yeah, it was pretty easy to negotiate. What, do you have some state fair to play somewhere else?
Exactly. He had a state fair to go to at 12:01,
exactly.
So he had to get... Well, what was surprising was they didn't do sort of the casino-like thing where, Bobby, can we escort you over to the tables here, you know? But, yeah, that's what happened that night.
Well, let's talk about the genesis of the contest. First off, I don't know if you heard me talking about it, but I did receive an email from a new subscriber from the contest earlier today. They're thrilled they signed up and became a VSiN Pro. You can go check it out, VSiN.com/subscribe. But, Bill, let's talk about the contest amongst the shows and how this came about.
Well, if I'm being honest, it was kind of a social experiment to see who would step up. And so we got that. But I wanted to make it fair, so I came up with a NBA-style type of lottery where as long as you sold one, you had a chance. And so, you know, I guess you guys were kind of the New York Knicks of the draft. And even though you were kind of in the middle there with your sales, you won fair and square.
Hey, I don't care if it's right hook or crook. I'll take it.
I think we had a 9% chance, right, big guy? Something like that, about a 9% chance to have our envelope drawn.
Yeah, 9% chance you had.
Well, that's a better chance than the Cowboys have winning the Super Bowl.
Absolutely, and we do have a number. So, and then you came up with the idea that it has to be a Super Bowl future?
Yeah. Here at Circa, they have a lot of these type of tournaments where they play poker, and the guy who wins gets the first draw, the Super Bowl board, and then the second one. Usually Pauly Howard is in there somehow as a late add-in. We're just trying to get Pauly as much money as we can, you know? And so that's where the idea came from.
So let's talk strategy. Bill A.D. joining us here, Sharp Money. We had the contest among shows, Sharp Money. Our number was drawn. We're thrilled. It's Bill's $1,000, which today, big guy and Amal Shaw, we're going to go place on a Super Bowl futures. We do have a team in mind. We don't want to say the team right now because I don't know if Circa Sports adjusted the number. There's a big discrepancy between DraftKings. Oh, do you know the team I'm talking about?
Well, I'm just saying that maybe you guys should make the bet.
Yeah, I agree
first.
With that completely.
Then,
I agree with completely.
You know, because, I mean, this is the benefit and the downside of being right here. Because you can just walk straight back here, 10 feet and bet.
Here's what I think we
should
do. Go ahead, Patrick.
Go ahead, please.
I was going to say, let's just put the grand on Oregon, Washington over for a dime, and then we'll play the future on Sunday.
Yeah.
Hold on. Without saying anything, and then I want to get Bill's take on this. Without saying anything, Amal and Dustin, are you guys cool with the team that we will not say the name right now?
100%.
I think because we're not willing to say the team name out loud, that is the reason why it has to be the bet.
Okay. Can we get the cash and Dustin? Can you go place the bet while we're on the air?
This guy's got some bricks here.
Amal. Look, I'm being serious with you. I agree with you on your 49ers tingle on Friday at 5.5 to 1. We got $1,000, you know, $5,500. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
We are chopping this, I believe, all kidding aside, 5, 6, 7 ways. Okay. There is a discrepancy right now, and this is why we always talk here on VSiN about shopping for the best number. We're showing a team on the board at DraftKings that is a much longer number over at Circa, and that's why we don't want to say the team's name right now. Not not that we're thinking sharp money's going to move anything. There's the big guy with the cash.
No, but it's not
but
that.
That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, we don't think the number is going to be moved by the bet. We already know that. But here's the thing. I just think it the number has been, they fell asleep on it. That's all it is.
All right.
It was kind of like Linus Olmark the night he got the shutout in Boston, and they had him at 5-1 at MGM. And I said, thank you very much.
So the big guy is approaching. I think there's a book right up there.
There is.
To Bar Canada.
But real quick, Bill, can I borrow one of those bricks? There's some young ladies who missed me this week.
No, I think that's what. Yeah, I need it for Bobby Brown. If
listen. Put it on Zach Wheeler tonight. Wheeler's been dominant in Atlanta. He has been great. He's given up one earned run and two starts at Turner, whatever the name of the Truist Park.
All right, there goes the big guy to the book. Now, Bill, what would you, if you were forced, you've got plenty of cash, if you've got a $1,000 futures play on the Super Bowl, walk me through your thought process. We see the odds. We can throw them up for Bill, the 49ers 3.5-1. Then you start seeing the Chiefs at 5.5-1. Did you have an idea of what you would do?
You know, because I've seen how these tournaments play out where they get to pick, you know, there really are the two strategies. There's the one of like, hey, I got a free roll. I'm going to, you know, play it safe. And the other is I got a free roll and it's not my money and I'm going to go for it. So I'm interested to see how you approach it. The one thing I was glad to hear, I thought I was going to have to bring new T-shirts that said angle shooters because I heard about some of your ideas that you're going to do, split it over 10 teams or whatever, but you play by the rules. That's great.
Now, let's go ahead, Liz, if we can have the long shot, that beautiful aerial shot while Dustin's standing at the book. You can see the boys here, sharp money. We're placing our that's a beautiful shot there where you see the big guy right behind Bill in the middle in Amal, our $1,000 free roll. Amal Shaw, the number that we're betting is a game changer. It's a game changer because there's such a discrepancy in the market.
100%. Here's what I would have done if I was Dustin. I would have given the guy $20 behind the counter, print me a ticket, screenshotted it, had him void the ticket, and I would have pocketed the $1,000. So it's a good thing you sent Dustin up there.
Yeah. I actually was wondering who we were going to send because I was just, you know. Not that I don't trust this guy, but.
Listen, I just know the ways of the world. I know how to make things happen around here. Yeah. I told you, I could have put Prop Swap out of business in 10 minutes. I could teach anybody how to cheat prop swap.
I thought maybe we're going to have to fly in Patrick just to do it because I knew he would be okay.
Bill AD has employed Amal Shaw for 6+ years. Yeah. Trust me, he's not letting him go up to that counter. I assure you.
I would have kicked that guy 20. I would have said, let me have the ticket. Oh, by the way, it's a wrong bet. Void screenshot. I would have said, here you go, Dustin. We got $1,000 on Team X. Here you go. And I would have pocketed. I would have put it all on Zach Wheeler tonight.
Here's what I'll say about the team we're betting. Uphill battle. But it's really just about a number. You hear everybody across the network constantly talking about don't bet teams, bet numbers. And this is a numbers play through and through.
What is Dustin doing up there?
I have no idea. I think he's doing what I just told him. I think he heard what I said.
I've closed mortgages faster than
exactly
this.
Right. That's an accurate line.
What's he doing?
Was Goulet giving him advice? I just saw our boss, the Frenchman, jump into the screen as well.
Yeah, I think he was trying to get down on the Cowboys.
Well, I hope not, because that's a donation.
All right, Dustin.
All right, here comes the big guy.
He's back.
Here we go.
Can you send it over? Did we get the official number?
Show contest across the board. Sharp money was drawn. We had a ton of new subscribers. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up and become a VSiN Pro today. So let's go ahead, boys. Let's get into this. Right now, if you take a look at the odds at DraftKings, the Amal Shaw Cincinnati Bengals are 28-1. However, Mr. Shaw, what are the Bengals at Circa Sports?
40-1. F-O-R-T-Y, 40-1. We're getting back $41,000. We're going to get into this here in the next segment, but I got to tell you, Patrick, I absolutely love this play. This is a play you have to make just based on the numbers.
Big guy, what is the official play? Go ahead and read off the ticket.
$1,000 to win $40,000 on the Cincinnati Bengals to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to pay a lot of rent for a lot of women if this cashes.
Bill AD, we thank you.
Yeah,
come
thank
back
you
and discuss.
Guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Sharp money. VSiN.com/subscribe.
This This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't forget, on DraftKings Sportsbook this season, new customers can bet $5. That includes tonight. Pocket $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every single day over at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use the promo code SHARP, S-H-A-R-P. It's a lucky one, as we just learned, when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. We got you back here, Sharp Money. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. The boys there, downtown Las Vegas at the D, Fremont Street. Amal Shaw, Dustin Sweetelson, as we kick off a new week, and it's a lucky week for Sharp Money as we won the contest. Not necessarily sold the most subscriptions, but our number was drawn in a random drawing. Bill AD, proprietor here at VSiN, stopped by to deliver out of the briefcase $1,000. And boys, let's have the discussion. First off, Amal Shaw, I know what took Dustin Sweetelson so long at the counter. Look, terrible producing, but it just shows you, like, human beings are always going to fall back on their tendencies. So we're doing a show, and so the most important thing is, like, get the ticket and come back to the set, correct? Wouldn't you agree with that, Amal?
Absolutely.
So he's up there trying to get down the $1,000 on the Cincinnati Bengals. Hootay. And what's he doing? He's making sure that the cashier is giving him his points. He wanted the points over at Circus Sports for the $1,000 play.
Tell me it's not a great move.
I don't disagree with that. I was wondering what was taking so long.
I didn't have my card with me, so they had to print me a new one.
So wait.
My man is producing a live television show across the country, across the world, and he's making sure he gets his Costco points there at the Circa counter.
By the way, I've never used them, and I don't know what you can use them for, so I don't know why I did it.
All right, boys, let's go ahead and finally unveil what we're doing here. We said Hootay, okay? It was a get-right spot for the Bengals yesterday. Jamar Chase went crazy. Joe Burrow looked like Joe Burrow. And again, this is a 2-3 team. I will get to the schedule, which is brutal, but a 2-3 team, Amal, in a spot that they were in last year where they went on to win 12 games, okay? Here's the deal. We always talk about shopping for the best number.
Yeah.
DraftKings was showing 28-1, but when Dustin told me Circus Sports was hanging 40-1, a $40,000 potential winner for Sharp Money and those that are involved, like, you can't pass on that number.
To me, when you look at it, they've got the Seahawks coming up this week. I think it's a great spot for them against the Seahawks team. They have a bye. They're at San Francisco. It's going to be a couple things. It'll be a kind of a measurement game for the Bengals in terms of where they are from a health standpoint, how well this team is playing. They've got Buffalo at home. They've got the Texans at the Ravens and Steelers in back-to-back spots. Those are going to be crucial games. Then schedule's not too bad when you look at in December. At the Jags, Colts, Vikings, at the Steelers, at the Chiefs, and they close out with the Browns. So, look, as long as this team gets into the postseason, nobody wants to see Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and this team. I think they're very dangerous. When you look at the AFC right now, for my money, guys, I don't know where you come out. I think Kansas City's the best team. I don't think it's really that close at this point in time. I get the arguments for Miami, potentially Buffalo maybe, if you like the Jaguars, the Browns, the Ravens, or the Steelers. But for me, at the end of the day, the Cincinnati Bengals, despite their ineptitude in certain just play so far early on, they've got a great, great shot to still come out of the AFC at 40-1. Patrick, I don't think a team of this caliber will you ever get this type of number on it.
It's a crazy number. And again, it's a team that went to Kansas City, AFC championship game last year, and lost by 3.
Yeah.
So, and they started the same way last year. Big guy. Now, the defense isn't playing well. We got to be fair. The defense is playing poorly, and Joe Burrow's calf is an issue. But again, this comes down to hunting numbers. The other one that we were thinking, we should just say to the NFC, that was kind of part of the strategy. What was Circa showing on the Lions there at Circa Sports as far as the Super Bowl?
They were 15-1, and I got to tell you, I did really like it, but it didn't get the juices the way the Bengals bet did. Like, I think the Lions will be there in the end, but again, you're going to have to still compete with the Niners. You have to compete with a few other teams in the NFC. But in the end, I think the AFC is more open than people are anticipating. I think the Chiefs are way down. I think there's a lot of other teams fighting for that next spot. I think the Bills are down. I'm not totally buying the Dolphins yet, even though I have a big future on them from earlier in the season. I think the Bengals really do have a chance here. They're going to win 9 or 10 games.
Well, here's how I would phrase the argument, Patrick. I think there's a better chance that Cincinnati could go on the road to Arrowhead in January and beat the Chiefs than there is the Lions going to Santa Clara and beating the 49ers.
Yeah, totally agree. I just don't think there's any... I don't think the teams... Listen, we saw what the 49ers did last night. Yeah. Again, maybe we can put them over here. Shanahan in a big spot. I have questions. But here's the deal. When you have a pool of 32 of pretty comparable teams, like, again, the Saints are sitting 40-1 over at DraftKings. So you're telling me that we're going to get a number like the Saints on the Bengals, a team that's been to the Super Bowl? I'm sorry. It's about playing the number, and we just got the best number on the board.
Aim small, miss small. I'd rather miss on this and going for it all on 40-1 on a team that has ever... Do we not remember the preseason? The VSiN NFL betting guide. Almost every expert had the Bengals in the Super Bowl this year. The only reason they won't do it is because of Joe Burrow's leg. Well, Joe Burrow's got to get through this week against Seattle at home. Then he gets his rest his leg during the bye. And after that, we will have a mostly healthy Joe Burrow that our bet's on.
And think about this. We make the postseason. We can actually make a profit on this ticket.
It's a free roll. Absolutely. So every week we can bet against it. That's where Amal doing the math is going to come in. You got to do the math every week. How much do we bet against this ticket?
No, no, no. We're not going to start doing it now. It's just ridiculous. But remember, the 49ers were 3-4 last year. They finished 13-4. This is not unprecedented stuff. This is a team that's starting to find themselves. Jamar Chase has a monster day yesterday. What did he have? 19? I think it was 19 targets yesterday for the Bengals.
It was a record.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. So, look, the key for us is going to be the health of Joe Burrow. Yes, the defense hasn't played great, but when you look at the upside with Trey Hendrickson and Sam Hubbard as those edge rushers, they've got an opportunity. This team is right there. I'm not trying to justify our play. I'm telling you right now, if you are somewhere in an area where Circus Sports has a sports book and it's 40-1, if you don't bet the Cincinnati Bengals, then you're basically telling me you never bet futures, and that's fine. That's not a bad thing. But if you are a future bettor, you have to bet the Bengals. There's just no way around it, Patrick, at this number. If they beat San Francisco in 3 weeks off of the bye, this number is going to be at about 15-1 or 12-1 or 10-1 at that point in time.
Don't be afraid 100%. To buy low. I have an Arizona Diamondbacks ticket at 80-1. That looks pretty good after they took game one from the Dodgers. I just bet plus money on the Dodgers to win the series. It's going to cover more than the ticket. And if the Arizona advances, I've got that 80-1 and 34-1 that I'm sitting on. Don't be afraid to buy low when someone's at their worst. But I ask women to do all the time.
Don't be afraid to flex on them, big guy. Don't be afraid to flex on them.
Well, when women match.
Cross-sport flex.
When women match with me on dating apps, I go, don't be afraid to buy low on me. You don't know what I'm going to become. You don't know what I'm capable
potential.
Of. I could
upside.
Be big. I could be great. You don't know that. I know I stink now.
Hooday. No doubt. Hooday. We'll be saying, hey, if anything, it gives us a sweat, right? Because it's legit money. It's a legit number. We do have a listener of Sharp Money that contributed, that's yep. involved as far as the percentages, piece of the pie here. Of course, our friends, they're in the closet at the D that produce and direct the show. We'll get a cut as well. But, you know, $1,000 to win $40K, nothing to sneeze at. Hooday. Hooday. Indeed.
I got to tell you right now, I'm excited about it. I think we got a great chance. Look, we were talking about the Bengals last week. We said we had three teams in the AFC I think we were considering, right? Or there were three teams across the board. And Cincinnati was one of those teams. The Baltimore Ravens we thought we'd take a look at. But when you get the Cincinnati Bengals, here's the thing that surprises me, Patrick. They're coming off of a win. They put up 34 points in Glendale. I'm not saying that the Arizona Cardinals are some stellar team. But remember, they took the Dallas Cowboys to the woodshed at home. And now you see Cincinnati get things turned around. I think this team will be just fine.
I had no intention of betting the Bengals. This is why we talk about betting numbers.
Yeah.
This morning when I woke up before my conversation with Dustin, I had no intentions of betting the Bengals. Then he told me the number over at Circa, and I said, well, I think they just made the decision for us.
Okay, so here's my thought.
Universal.
Yeah.
If it wasn't the Bengals, who was your next favorite option is my question.
I'll give you my answer, and I know it's not going to please you guys because you think I'm going to be sandbagging because generally I'd run away. I think it's the Lions out of the NFC. If it wasn't the Bengals.
I don't think you're sandbagging there. I think Detroit's a very good play. Look, the one thing we're not taking into consideration, I think the 49ers are one of the few teams that can overcome a critical injury at the quarterback position. I think if Mahomes got hurt or Burrow got hurt or Tua or, you know, a dozen other guys, Jalen Hurts, I think all these teams' ships are sinking very quickly. But I don't think Detroit's out of contention. And guys, here's the great thing about the NFL. It's like the NCAA tournament. When you get in that tournament, it's just a one-game scenario. We just need them to be better in one game.
The one weird one I was going to try and convince you guys on was 20-1 on the Jaguars because they're going to win their division. That means they're in the playoffs, and then there would be hedging opportunities every step of the way.
I am not convinced they're winning their division.
Woo! We could come back and have that discussion. By the way, we should just give a quick shout out. He was on the network yesterday. The Godfather, Brent Musburger, is watching. And so we salute you, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Mr. Musburger. And I will say this, just a shout to Bill AD. You know, I kind of said it at the beginning. What VSiN has grown into with DraftKings and YouTube TV and everything, Bill and Brian Musburger, along with Brent and the crew, Michelle, they sat down, they came up with this great idea, and now we're going to win $40,000 because of it.